Track 6, study findings and what we are looking into. What you have already helped us discover. The main discoveries of children of the 90s will be in the future, because most health problems happen in adulthood. Despite this, children of the 90s have already made many important scientific discoveries about childhood problems. You can look at the full list on our website, but here are some examples. Cot death. The Back to Sleep campaign arose from research in Bristol and have saved the lives of thousands of babies. More recently, children of the 90s have confirmed the benefits of babies sleeping on their back and also, importantly, have shown that this has no unintended harmful effects. Peanut allergy. Research from children of the 90s showed that a potentially fatal peanut allergy may be caused by the use of skin creams containing peanut oil in early life. All these creams must now carry a warning label of this possible danger. Oily fish in pregnancy. Experts had long been unclear on the advice to give pregnant women on the safety of eating oily fish because of concerns of the level of poisonous mercury it might contain. Children of the 90s research showed that these concerns were unfounded and that mothers who ate oily fish during pregnancy may increase the IQ of their children. Official guidance on diet during pregnancy was changed as a result of this. If you want to know more, please see www.bristol.ac.uk/ALSPAC, that's ALSPAC/media/press. These are some projects we are working on now. Genetics. Our genetic research has led to greater understanding of how genes influence health. This has included studies of genes influencing our body pressure, height and weight, and lung function. Exercise and weight loss. Children of the 90s research has confirmed the importance of exercise to maintaining a healthy weight in children. The research highlighted that short, sharp bursts of vigorous exercise are more effective than longer, moderate exercise for losing weight. Epigenetics. Children of the 90s are at the forefront of the new science of epigenetics. The same genes can have different effects depending on whether they are switched on or off. We are investigating these influences on many aspects of our makeup, from IQ to obesity. Across the generations, children of the 90s are committed to discovering how influences on health and well-being are passed across the generations. An important part of the study's future will be to focus on other members of your family, for example, your parents, brothers, and sisters. Some of you are already starting your own families. We would also like your children to have the opportunity to be part of Children of the 90s in the same way that you have. This is not something we are asking you or anyone else in your family to decide on now, but if you agree for us to stay in touch, it is something we would like to discuss with you in the future. The next track, 7, is about what we do to protect you and your information.